Dear people, as we grow in grace, as we grow in our lived relationship with Jesus, one of the things that happens is new desires are uncovered in one's heart. Things that one used to not be attracted to, he's now attracted to. Things that used to not excite him now excites him or her. It's kind of like, in a certain way, human development. Right? When I was a teenager, all I wanted to do was go somewhere. And my mother always just wanted to stay home. And I thought, I hope I never become like that. And I've become like that. Or even taste buds, right? When I was a kid, I hated squash. I love squash now. I'm attracted to something I wasn't attracted to before. And when we grow in grace, there's new desires that are uncovered that are attracting the heart. And the crown jewel is when one grows in grace, what starts to come up and excite one is, I want to be another Jesus. That's what I want. I want to be another Jesus. In my marriage, I want to be another Jesus. To my enemies, I want to be another Jesus. To the parish, I want to be another Jesus. And that starts to attract one's, all of one's energies. When it comes to suffering, what I'm interested in is being another Jesus in it. And that one desire orders one's whole life. I want to be another Jesus. We're going through, for the gospel, the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7 in the Gospel of Matthew. We do this every year at this time. For the 10th, 11th, and 12th week of Ordinary Time, we read these same Gospels year after year after year. We're toward the end of chapter 5 now, and we're in this beautiful part where many times Jesus says, you have heard it said that, but I say to you. Dear people, I think you could easily just hear it this way. Jesus saying, you have heard it said that, but if you want to be another me, then this is where you need to go. The Sermon on the Mount is simply Jesus revealing to his friends who he is. I'm one who loves my enemies, who blesses those who persecute me. I'm poor in spirit. The Sermon on the Mount is what another Jesus looks like. Let us beg him to let that desire inflame our hearts today.